AM in studio with Stephen Coe. So nice to see you. Thank you for coming in here today.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And, you know, it was nice talking off air because now I'm really ready for lunch and I make a plug, you know, Chef Salad from Anthony's. But you have quite an interesting background. And I want to let people know you're not only a very talented local guy, you're going to be helping out with a local charity. First of all, Stephen Coe, the name may sound familiar because you are, when I say celebrity chef, you actually defeated big-time chef Bobby Flay in a recent competition. And don't be shy. Tell us a little bit about that.
It was a good battle. You know, it's the tournament series, not like his regular show where I had to go through 15 chefs to get to Bobby Flay.
Mm-hmm. And it was like a five-part competition?
Yeah, it was a five-week series.
And for people that don't know him, what does Bobby Flay own? Something like, what, 20 restaurants in New York City?
Yeah, he's all over the place, from L.A. to Vegas to, you know, New York City. And I outcooked him at the end of the day.
Congratulations. Now, I saw the ingredient list that you were given. I don't even know what half this stuff is. You had 40 minutes to do something with lobster ravioli, fried milk, salty fingers, and crispy duck.
Correct.
Okay, two of those items, fried milk and salty fingers. What is that?
Fried milk is pretty much milk thickened with cornstarch and bread and fried. So like a fancy mozzarella stick.
Okay. And salty fingers?
Salty fingers is a seaweed that you can actually find locally.
Okay. Shows you how out of the loop I am.
Right.
You know, I'm just like, you know.
I don't think anybody knows what it is.
Okay, then I feel pretty good.
The fact Bobby that didn't.
Okay, good. Right. I figured the fact that I, you know, buy some foreign pasta makes me a gourmet cook. This is fantastic. And the reason I have you on, not only because you're a local guy made good and probably going to be an international star soon, you're helping out the Talking Information Center, near and dear to our hearts here, in the same building, Radio Reading Service for the Blind. We have a fundraiser coming up on October 2nd. One of the things to bid on is a chance to have you come to their home and prepare a meal for up to six people, and you'll do it on Facebook Live. You'll choose a menu and all that good stuff, and that is fantastic. You've done this kind of stuff before. What do you find that people want to order, or do you say, here's what we're going to do? How does that work?
I pretty much sell them on let me do what I do, so they can have the complete experience. You know, I just look to see likes and dislikes.
Okay.
And how adventurous they are, and I bring it to that another level.
So you're not going to say, okay, we're going to have fried tarantulas, and you're going to like it.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I've seen some of those food shows. I never know what to expect.
Yeah, right,
So nothing like that. You're not going to force anything strange on them.
Not that crazy.
Okay.
Borderline.
Maybe some salty fingers. Okay. Now, you're really a local guy, make good. You're a graduate of South Shore Vo-Tech.
I am. I love South Shore Vo-Tech. It was a good program over there. It's still a good program, and I'm looking to go back and help out.
And Johnson and Wales.
Johnson and Wales as well. Not
okay.
Too far.
Now, we talked a little bit too off air about this. You actually have a connection to the soup Nazi that everybody's seen on Seinfeld. What's the local connection?
So the local connection was a diner in West Bridgewater where the gentleman that owned it was a good friend of my grandfather. And I used to go there every Sunday to
help. Can you tell us the name?
It was Pomeroy's.
Okay.
And the character, the soup Nazi, was built off of that character.
Really? Was he screaming at people there?
He was. Yes, he was. He used to throw stuff at people all the time. And as I got older and he wouldn't recognize who I was, I'd go back and harass him all the time so he could see it in action. It was awesome.
That's wonderful. And so people must have gone in there to enjoy, I guess, the interactive experience, as they call it.
They did. And it was like an open kitchen, old school diner style where, you know, the stools spun in front of you and I grew up, that was my mentality. I kind of have a little bit of that in me.
That is wonderful. That's maybe why you've done so well in all these competitions, because you not only did the five series that beat Bobby Flay, you've also won, what, Chopped, the $50,000 challenge. I mean, this is big-time stuff that you've won on the Food Network. Why do you think you're so good at it? Don't be modest.
I like competing under pressure. I don't get flustered. I stick to my gun. You know, I don't veer off anything, and I like the adrenaline rush of it. I love the challenge, and I like the money at the end of the day. It's always an added bonus, and I stated that here. I'm like, I'm not here to be anybody's friend. I'm going to here to win money.
Wow.
slay Bobby Flay and win 50K.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Now, you also have, you've got your own show coming up.
You do.
Tell me a little bit about what that's all about.
It's called Dangerous Eats. So at the end of the day, it is the perfect search of the ingredient I'm looking to make a cookbook of.
Mm-hmm. When you say dangerous, what, are you out chasing wild boar?
We are definitely chasing wild boar from shooting from a helicopter.
Okay.
We are...
Can't just go to Roach Brothers?
No. we're in the bayou hanging out with alligators. From start to finish to get the perfect ingredient on that one. on the lobster, on the lobster traps. It's crazy in the lobster, in the, that whole world. Not only the hard work they do, but if you catch that rope, just like, what do you call the show over in...
The tuna... The
Deadliest Catch.
Right.
You're gone.
Oh, so it really is
wild.
Wow, it's a dangerous way to make a living. Right. So you're working on the show. When is this going to be on? I don't know.
It's probably going to debut in the spring. We still have a couple more rounds of filming we want to do. Tweak it up a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. Now, in your regular life, when you're not out chasing wild boar from helicopters or out with a lobsterman, you work here locally.
Yeah, I'm the executive chef of the Marshall Country Club.
Boy, they're lucky to have you.
It's
and
a fun spot.
And the really dangerous part is you've got how many young kids?
Three kids.
So you do all this stuff, you cook full time, you're very generous with charities, and you got three young kids. Tell us seriously, A, who does the cooking at home, and what do you really eat? Do you eat grilled cheese or do you eat filet mignon? Come on.
It's a toss-up between who's cooking. Usually I cook and they're going into the breakfast into lunch, and then my wife will finish up at dinner.
Okay. What do you guys eat? Do you eat cereal?
On occasion I eat cereal. I think I'm more towards anything buffalo.
Really, is that your favorite dinner?
It is. Anything spicy.
Really? That's what you don't eat at least like the really super fancy stuff every night?
Some days. You know, some days I'm doing foie gras and filet, but I'm not treating it like that. I almost make a stir fry out of it.
Okay, so if you're on a desert island and you had to eat the same dinner every night for a year, what would it be?
It's probably buffalo tenders.
Okay, folks, you heard that here. That's a good endorsement.
Right?
You know what? Sounds like you have a wonderful career. Is there a place that people can go to find out more about your competitions that you've won, your recipes, anything that's new in your life, Stephen Coe? How can they find out about you?
ChefStephenCoe.com or Instagram.
And Coe is COE.
COE.
And of course, you're going to be helping out the Talking Information Center and donating your wonderful services and all your talent. And that's going to be on October 2nd. And we're going to be running promos to let people know that you've got a chance to win. A chance for him to come to your home, make your dinner, and I'm not going to do any name dropping, but I know you cook for some big time athletes too.
I do.
Just tell me who they're connected with.
Let's say one of them's the Patriots.
Okay. That's an
or NFC. A few of them are the Patriots.
And just so you know, the last executive chef that was in here with me was Gordon Ramsay.
There you go.
Okay. Right. And he was almost as charming as you. But you know what? One more time, tell people where they can find out more about Stephen Coe, more about your career.
You find me on ChefStephenCoe.com and ChefStephenCoe at Instagram.
That's terrific. And we're going to pop this whole interview up online. And you were terrific to have in studio today. Again, Chef Stephen Coe here at WATD.